Hope 103.2 podcast.
I want to help you take some time with God today. You know, when you open your Bible, you need to make sure you're opening it to spend time with God. Don't just open your Bible in the morning to have a daily quiet time because you know Christians should read their Bible. No, there's no value in just reading the Bible, not even in studying the Bible, not even in knowing the Bible. Many people who know the Bible backwards and forwards, who are even great Bible scholars, don't really know God, don't have an active, living relationship with God. The point of going to the Bible is to meet with God, to hear from God, have God get involved in your life as you respond to Him. So even now, as we look at a couple of verses in the Bible, make sure that your heart is responsive to God. Tell God even now, "Okay, God, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me today? I want to respond to you. I want to walk more closely with you. I want to know that you're with me through the day, helping me, guiding me." And as we talk this week about this topic of unguarded moments in our lives, and how the devil loves to attack us in those little unguarded moments, let's listen to what God has to say to us about protecting ourselves from those times. We've already seen that when we become physically hungry, that is an unguarded moment when Satan can come and tempt us. Today I want to go to Proverbs 29, verse 22, which says, "An angry man stirs up strife, and a hot-tempered man abounds in transgression." We know that's right, don't we? An angry man stirs up strife. When you get angry, especially when you allow anger to fester in your heart and to poison your thinking about life, you become a person who stirs up strife. You find yourself unguarded, and the enemy of your soul has an easy opportunity then to attack your life. In Proverbs 14, verse 17, it says, "A quick-tempered man acts foolishly." Isn't it a true fact of life that when anger comes in one door, reason goes out the other? Well, if that's true, then if we want to stay out of the devil's playground, if we want to not let him have an opportunity in our lives, we need to learn to control our anger, don't we? Better still, rather than just controlling it, we need to learn to deal with it before it takes hold in our lives. The fact is, you cannot live the Christian life the way it's meant to be lived if you're eaten up by anger. What is there in your life that you are angry about? Maybe you've been angry about it for years, maybe just for days. But you know, even as I talk, you know that that anger is opening you up to the enemy. It's destroying your walk with the Lord, hurting your Christian life. Why don't you bring it out into the open today? Talk to God about it. Let Him know how angry you are at that person and why you're angry, and ask Him how you should respond rightly in the situation. Go and make things right with that person. You won't be sorry, even if it's hard. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.